This is the homily for Saturday, August 8th. Today in the church calendar, we remember and celebrate Saint Dominic. And I'd like to reflect on his life. Dominic was born in Spain around 1170. At age 14, he entered the University of Palencia in Castile. It was here at the university that we see him really flourish. Dominic was a man of reading and reflection, an intellectual. And he was a man who loved the scriptures. He poured himself into the study of the scriptures. Yet Dominic was not controlled by his enthusiasms, even for the intellectual life and for the scriptures. It happened that famine came to Palencia, and Dominic, the intellectual and the student, sold all his books and parchments and used that money to help his starving neighbors. At the time he wrote, "I will not study on the dead skins of parchment when living skins are dying of hunger." Dominic saw human need and responded with practical love. In time, he became a priest. Once, while traveling with a bishop in the south of France, he became aware of how ignorant the local people had become. They were uncatechized and unshepherded. In their ignorance, they were turning to simplistic ideologies that explain the mysteries of life in gross terms of spirit and matter. Matter always being bad and spirit always being good. God's good creation was coming to be despised. So again, Dominic saw human need and responded with practical love. This time, his love took the form of founding a wholly new kind of religious order, the Order of Preachers. That is what the people needed. They needed good preaching. They needed to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And these preachers needed themselves to be well trained in the scriptures and in theology. And so Dominic provided for a demanding course of study for his preachers. In time, these preachers came to be called Dominicans. The new order grew and thrived. It produced great theologians like Thomas Aquinas, great mystics like Catherine of Siena, and a great prophet like Bartolomé de las Casas, who condemned slavery in the New World. As he was dying, Dominic was approached by his brother friars to give them, as their founder, some kind of last testament. Again, he responded to need, and this was his brief last testament. "All my children, this is what I leave to you. Have charity guard humility, and make your treasure out of voluntary poverty. At the heart of Dominic's life and preaching stands the cross. We have life to the full when we spend our lives for others. We have life fully when we give ours away. Dominic found life to the full by losing it. By losing it in his love for others. I will not study on the dead skins of parchments when living skins are dying of hunger.